理课堂听 class.com。
When the Baudelaires reached the door of the gray building, Klaus took another look at the map, nodded his head, and knocked. After a long pause, the door creaked open and revealed a confused-looking man whose clothes were covered in sawdust. He stared at them for quite some time before speaking.
"No one has knocked on this door," he said finally, "for 14 years.
Sometimes, when somebody says something so strange that you don't know what to say in return, it is best to just politely say, "How do you do?" "How do you do?" Violet said politely. "I am Violet Baudelaire, and these are my siblings, Klaus and Sunny." The confused-looking man looked even more confused, and put his hands on his hips, brushing some of the sawdust off his shirt.
"Are you sure you're in the right place?" he asked.
"I think so," Klaus said. "This is the dormitory at the Lucky Smells Lumber Mill, isn't it?"
"Yes," the man said, "but we're not allowed to have visitors."
"We're not visitors," Violet replied. "We're going to live here." The man scratched his head, and the Baudelaires watched as sawdust fell out of his messy gray hair.
"You're going to live here? At the Lucky Smells Lumber Mill?"
"Seagum!"
Sunny shrieked, which meant, "Look at this note." Klaus gave the note to the man, who was careful not to touch the gum as he read it over. Then he looked down at the orphans with his tired, sawdust-sprinkled eyes.
"You're going to work here, too? Children, working in a lumber mill is a very difficult job. Trees have to be stripped of their bark and sawed into narrow strips to make boards. The boards have to be tied together into stacks and loaded onto trucks. I must tell you that the majority of people who work in the lumber business are grown-ups. But if the owner says you're working here, I guess you're working here. You'd better come inside."
The man opened the door further, and the Baudelaire stepped inside the dormitory.
"My name's Phil, by the way," Phil said. "You can join us for dinner in a few minutes, but in the meantime, I'll give you a tour of the dormitory."
Phil led the youngsters into a large, dimly lit room filled with bunk beds standing in rows and rows on a cement floor. Sitting or lying down on the bunks were an assortment of people, men and women, all of whom looked tired, and all of whom were covered in sawdust. They were sitting together in groups of 4 or 5, playing cards, chatting quietly, or simply staring into space, and a few of them looked up with mild interest as the 3 siblings walked into the room. The whole place had a damp smell, a smell rooms get when the windows have not been opened for quite some time. Of course, in this case the windows had never been opened because there weren't any windows, although the children could see that somebody had taken a ballpoint pen and drawn a few windows on the gray cement walls. The window drawing somehow made the room even more pathetic, a word which here means depressing and containing no windows, and the Baudelaire orphans felt a lump in their throats just looking at it.